attempted to use the Justice Department. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. That's the claim from former Trump administration officials testifying before the House January 6th committee about the then president's election fraud claims.
In the weeks between the 2020 election and January 6th, former top Justice Department officials testified former President Trump made nearly daily requests to call the election corrupt and even seize voting machines.
I told them that the real experts at that had been at DHS, and they had briefed us that they had looked at it and that there was nothing wrong with the voting machines.
Former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen described a heated Oval Office meeting where colleagues threatened a mass resignation if he was replaced. Committee Republican Adam Kinzinger revealed testimony from former Trump administration officials who say several Republican members of Congress inquired about preemptive pardons.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The Supreme Court has struck down a concealed carry gun law in New York State. This is the Senate is poised for a vote on bipartisan gun legislation. If it passes, it will be the first gun reform in 30 years, but the bill faces an uncertain future in the House.
GOP whip Steve Scalise, who was shot in 2017, is pressing Republicans to vote no on the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. In a whip notice sent today, Scalise writes, the legislation is an effort to slowly chip away at law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights. Senators advanced the package Tuesday night with 14 Republican yeas. Four were surprises. Senators Joni Ernst, Shelley Moore Capito, and Senators Todd Young and Lisa Murkowski, who are up for re-election.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has been charged with DUI in connection with a crash last month. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is proposing big changes to Title IX rules, which protect people from sex discrimination at local and state educational agencies.
The Department of Education's proposed rule changes to Title IX include expanding protections for LGBTQ students. The rules would also end a requirement for live hearings and cross-examinations during those hearings involving sexual misconduct cases. While conservative groups sent a letter to the education secretary warning that proposed rule changes would erode due process for those accused of sexual misconduct, several civil liberties groups sent a letter this month saying the Trump-era rules have discouraged students from reporting assaults. The proposed rule changes now begin a two-month public comment period, after which the Department of Education can begin finalizing the rules, though that process can take several months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Nike says it will fully shut down its operations in Russia, joining other international companies that have withdrawn from the country after its invasion of Ukraine. The company suspended operations 3 months ago at all of its owned and operated stores in Russia, but like other major corporations, has attempted to avoid exposing employees to hardship as it does so. The CEO of a major streaming service says they may be changing their business model.
Ted Sarandos has confirmed that Netflix is speaking with multiple partners to introduce ads to the platform during a panel at the Cannes Lions Advertising Conference, where he received the event's Entertainment Person of the Year award. The streamer in April announced it would offer a cheaper ad-supported tier to customers after a huge subscriber loss and a drop in stocks. He also addressed the controversies surrounding Dave Chappelle and Ricky Gervais, who in their specials upset the trans community. Sarando said, diversity of thought, expression is super important to defend. It's good for culture. It's good for society, not just for the U.S., but everywhere.
Fox's Michelle Polino on Wall Street. The Dow added 194. The Nasdaq gained 179. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.